You know, comfort is personal. For me, comfort is crawling into bed at the end of a long day and knowing I'm going to wake up feeling good, not sore, not sweaty, just rested. That's why I love what Avocado Green Mattress is doing. Their eco-organic mattress is their most affordable option. But here's the thing. It doesn't cut corners. It's a hybrid latex mattress with the perfect medium firmness, soft, supportive, and designed to last. You'll feel just as good getting into it as you do getting out of it. And here's something I really appreciate. Avocado owns their own springs, wool, and latex supply, so they pass the savings on to you. That means you get healthier, organic sleep at a surprisingly affordable price without compromise. Plus, it's sustainably made with trusted certifications that prove it's better for you and the planet. That's real peace of mind. So head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save up to 20% on Avocado's certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a two-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. We are so, so happy. I am really pumped up because I spent a good part of my morning watching sports talk guys out of New York yelling about the New York Giants. Really, that just...
Were they game callers or were they like radio hosts?
They were not game callers, Rob, but thank you for that. And I'm glad you finally saw the humor in it. You didn't the other day.
One has to embrace it, Mike.
You were pissy. I would describe you as pissy the other day.
Well, you know what? I don't like to be pissy, but I haven't felt 100%. And perhaps I just, you know what? My apologies to you and the listening audience.
Well, nobody likes to be, spotlighted on, on a correction.
Yeah, but I sort of made a career on it. So...
What, being spotlighted for your
mistakes?
Yeah,
being stupid, yeah. So I thought I should embrace
it. No, these guys are, it would appear to me that the focus, and it goes, sports talk, the reason I think Irish people like it so much is it's all about blame.
I see.
The reason Josh Soroka gets a gazillion downloads and watches when he's doing his stuff, views, I should say, and the reason sports talk guys exist is the bitching is much more fun than the celebrating. It's the celebrating is very short lived. The celebrating is the game itself and watching a highlight. That's the way I think. But the bitching is when we need to be fueled by people who feel just as angry as we do, and that's what a lot of our country's about right now.
Is this similar to why Rush Limbaugh excelled when there was a Democrat in the presidential office?
100%.
Yeah, because he loved to complain.
Oh, yeah. It was not. You could look at the ratings, and early on, before it really exploded, and now it's just a continual cycle of negativity from all sides, but specifically right-wing talk radio, victories don't matter. It's one, they'll have one day to celebrate, and then it goes back into the machine and they find target after target after target. With sports talk, the passion, especially the guys from Boston and New York,
they're fun to watch.
It's just now the laser focus is on the head coach. And okay. the laser focus is on the head coach because they now have sent away their best running back who went to the Philadelphia Eagles and just exploded with success. They now are focusing on the quarterback who was just eviscerated in New York, Daniel Jones. He goes to Indianapolis, and he plays a crappy team, the Miami Dolphins, but he still has the best game he's had in his career, and they're even calling him, what's the nickname they get? Indiana Jones. Which is funny. Now, like with Daniel Jones, we'll see what happens, you know, next
Giant
week.
Fans, are they Yankee fans or Mets fans?
Giant fans are Yankee fans and Met fans.
Okay, so
Central Connecticut fans are Patriot fans and Yankee fans, or they can be Giant fans and they can also be Red Sox fans like I am.
Is there a certain segment up there that just sort of cottons to the winner? You know, I think that's sort of a Yankee thing.
No, that's a Maryland, DC thing. Yeah, okay. And also that's a Dallas thing.
Okay.
If you want to meet the guys my age who like the Cowboys, that's usually daddy saying, you know, he wanted his son to have a team. There are many, many, I think, parents from my generation that. You know, because it wasn't easy enough for us growing up as children of the greatest generation where everything was handed, you know, education, jobs, success, all of it. They wanted to make sure even sports was the more painless road. So they'll say, I may be from Cleveland, Ohio, but I'm going to raise my son as a Dallas Cowboys fan.
America's because
that's
team,
the,
yeah.
Yeah, well, that's when they were winning all the games. But the focus now, Brian Daboll. Coach of the team, and I'm not hesitating on that one. I think I might be with him as the we are one loss away from really cementing 4 years in a row, 3 years in a row of misery, and having your team. This is what sucks.
Well, you're in a tough division, Mike.
To be a fan of the New York Giants and have your season over before Halloween for 3 years in a row is really, really not fun at all. It's just an exercise in negativity, and I got plenty of that in my regular day-to-day existence.
What you need to do, Mike, is start thinking about what happens if the Giants run the table.
It's such a
because
drag.
In the doldrums, the worst time of the Redskins in recent history, or the Commanders, when I was sort of working with the team, and the whole... The whole objective of the podcast after November 1st was to make people care to watch one more game.
Yes.
And every week it would be Larry Michael, who I don't think
is the only one
who thinks that they can run the table and they can grab that wild card.
Welcome to the Orioles fan base right now.
And speaking of baseball,
that's what we do.
At least I got my baseball and my
Yankees are imploding.
And the Red Sox brought up a kid from the minor leagues that pitched five shutout innings last night and struck out 11 batters. Struck out 11. I forgot what the guy's name is. His last name is Early, and I think his first name is like Connor or Cameron or Kyle or, Toby or Zippy.
Connolly
Early. And the kid comes in. Just a good looking youngster.
Do they call him like Connie or anything, or is it always Connie?
I don't have any idea, but the fact is
11 strikeouts.
11 strikeouts. Like best of any rookie that's ever come in with strikeouts. So I got that, and I'm happy with that. But then I get up this morning, and I see that Florida is going to be leading the charge. The anti-vaxxing charge.
It's got to feel good to be the head of something, Mike.
Salute.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mike, while you're on baseball, can I tell you about the end of the Oriole game yesterday?
Oh, no. Did they have a disappointing end?
No. I've never seen that ended like this before.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's our third walk-off in four games that we won. It was the 11th or the 12th inning. Bases loaded. Our rookie catcher up there, it's his seventh game, hits a ball. They call it a foul ball, but then they call for a review because it was real close to the white line. It landed on the white line. So it was a fair ball. That's how the game ended.
And because it scored the winning
run. The game ended. Yeah, because bases were loaded. The ball, it was called foul. Then review said, all right, it's fair. Game over.
You know, the baseball is like that more than any other sport. It really is. And just so many quirky, weird things can happen. And I've been recharged for baseball all season long. It's been a I get why. It's kind of Josh kind of motivated me to get back into it.
Sure.
You know, it's great.
I thought it was the notion of getting highlights the next day that motivated you. Oh, so you can watch a game in four minutes.
Before I
it's
get
the fact
well,
that the Red Sox are playing well.
Let's you know, but when they're on the West Coast and they do such they do such a great job with these highlight packages to get up in the morning, wake my kid up at 5 or 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. and say, come out with me. Nothing gets him out of bed faster than when the Red Sox were on the West Coast. They said, let's go watch the game. And we watch the game. I don't know the outcome. He doesn't know the outcome. In 8 minutes, you get a whole baseball game. It is the bomb. I love it. I love getting sports that way. It just it's more time efficient. Now, right. That's the good part of sports. The bad part of sports is that I would say probably 2 to 3 months ago, I acquired tickets for when the Red Sox play Tampa, and I had 2.5 hours up the road
right.
with my son to the minor league ballpark for the Yankees, where the Steinbrenner Field, which I would never set foot in unless it was this particular circumstance.
Hire that man.
Where they are being used by Tampa while their stadium situation gets worked out. And this is months ago. In the meantime, since Mrs. O'Mara and I do not communicate as efficiently as we should,
right.
because, and in fairness to her and to me, there is simply too much going on. There is travel team baseball.
Yep.
There is rec league baseball. There is golf. And now there is, I forgot, you've got the last minute social agenda that the kids have with the very first school dance of the year, which is going to come up next week, next Friday night.
Well, hold it. This is something you might have buried the lead here.
We did it last year. He's had dances before.
But yeah, and Michael would rather go to the dance than a Red Sox game?
Nope.
Oh, so he's going to blow off the dance.
But the disappointment is there because of the conflict, because this is a Western-themed dance that they're doing. So all the little crumb crunchers are going out and getting their cowboy hats and their boots and their bolo ties.
Cap guns.
And it really was, I mean, they were really jacked up about it. And I'm like, sometimes it's just too much, school. You know, it's like there's no waiting. They dive right in
right.
to these social events. And it's a big deal for the middle schoolers.
Well, what
you know?
If he wears that to the Red Sox game and brings a date?
That's a good idea. Or
because I don't have an extra ticket. That's why. That's
compromise,
or
Mike.
Someone
can just
will have to miss.
Yeah, get him some chaps and go fishing. These are all good ideas.
So you know that's going on with that, and there was a moment of tension because I get overwhelmed a little bit with the schedule that's going on. Nothing matters to me other than prioritizing his stuff. That's why, you know, as far as my favorite hobby, that goes out the window. I'm fine with that. That's the way it should be. And then, so we'll be rolling up there. And I am super jacked to see a game like the Oakland Athletics are playing right now, because in our favorite town, Rob, Sacramento,
beautiful town.
They're playing in a stadium up there now, a minor league stadium, and it's just fine. But I'm really excited to go up there, especially with the Red Sox. I didn't know they were going to be in the thick of it when they were coming to Tampa, and they are.
You roll the dice, and you got lucky. Now, will there be Western theme wear at the game?
Sure, wear 10-gallon hats. You know.
Hey. Feel bad for the guy behind you.
Hey there, look at that big 10-gallon hat that I'm wearing right now for the Red Sox. It'd be real, real special.
But anyway, baseball's fun. Looking forward to it. Not looking forward to continuing to live in this state, because this state is scaring me, and I just...
But it has for some time.
It has, but it is now, if you don't think elections matter and who you put into office matters.
Great
there
hat.
There it is.
Yaha.
Yeah. Hey. So they're leading the charge on the anti-vaccine.
And they're so
down here.
Proud of it.
Well, I mean,
I don't know, Mike.
I'm like, okay, yay, bring back polio. But now, look, do I think that Do I think that because of this policy that the state of Florida is going to be inundated with infectious diseases that have been eradicated and they will cause a national pandemic? No, I do not.
Okay.
Do I think that they are now making it a choice when it shouldn't be a choice? I do. And mm-hmm. when it comes to certain vaccines. And then, and I don't buy into the argument that says, well, you can get vaccines if you choose to. What they've chosen to do is make it harder, as sure. I have proven trying to get a COVID vax. They're making it, making you go through more hoops. This is the last state in the world that you want to try to get vaxxed if there's any controversy around the vaccines.
Right.
So we are leading the charge because we have some guy, Scataboo or whatever his name is, yes, as the Surgeon General.
Joaquin Scataboo is his name.
And it's just, I you know what? I don't know when it happened where it's almost like people are choosing to, if you don't have something to argue about, make something up to argue about.
I think it happened when parents started getting frustrated that schools were taking over their parental responsibilities.
And with COVID, do you think, decisions. When it was COVID?
I think with COVID.
Well, that's what they say. That's when it happened.
And I think it then spilled into everything, where with the books and everything, parents got upset, and it's just another thing of parents want to be parents.
You guys are so negative. I see this anti-vax movement as a tribute to Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Who had polio?
He did have polio. And he was president four times.
He had polio.
Yeah, he was a great man. So I say, you know what? Maybe we give it a chance.
You know what? I really, really, you know, I mean, it's just crazy. And yes, here they go. You know, Rolando, you know, kiss my Irish ass.
Oh,
all right?
Dear.
I mean, I know where you're coming from.
But he's the only one on my side, isn't it?
Top three causes of death. Bullshit. Okay. Do you want to add the deaths that have been prevented from vaccinations over history to the deaths that are happening now? Come on. And Rolando, if you're going to, you know, show me your medical credentials.
Doctor?
You know what? To me, it's just when you talk, and
well,
there
that's
is
the one
the
guy in there that is a doctor.
The gold. What's that?
That's the one guy in the chat that is a doctor.
Rolando?
No, I have no idea. I was just throwing you off.
You were just saying it. All right.
I was just trying to move on.
It was an honorary doctorate.
I know. It's just, God.
Hey, Rolando, I've got something you can Google. My ass. How about that?
Oh,
Google my ass.
Up.
Yeah, it will.
Why is it on the internet?
Anything
That's
to make
what
a puck.
I hate. I mean, I don't mind arguing about the things that you want to argue about, like immigration and things like that, but I don't want to argue about the stuff that was already settled, that was already fine, that was fine.
Right.
And this all came about when people didn't want to get a needle with COVID. And I understand it was scary because they rushed this vaccine in stuff like that, but I'm like, I trust doctors.
You're crazy like that. You always have been.
Trust doctors. Uh-huh. Trust the massive medical community. Trust science. God. You know, and I wish I could get people like you know who to come along with me at least on that one, but he won't.
Me too.
I won't.
Agree.
You know, I mean,
I trust doctors and science.
Yeah.
That's ever changing.
Uh huh.
So we got to look at the science of today, not the science of 40 years ago.
Oh, shut up.
Anyway, trust Dr. William Cosby, PhD.
That's right. They shut him down, didn't they?
They did. That's right. He wanted to give an injection.
So listen, two things. Do you want to talk about your new project with Josh?
Uh-huh.
And how this is the plan. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
The man in the upper right-hand corner of your TV screen, and if you're listening on audio, that's just a little bit further to the right.
Thank you.
Rob Spiewak is a movie buff.
Yeah.
And Josh is always looking for new areas of content that can allow the talent on this program to flourish.
The tendrils can reach far, Mike, and grab
well,
people.
I think this is something where Josh recognizes that this is a passion of yours, not necessarily mine.
This was Rob's idea.
This was Rob's idea.
Rob came up with all of this.
Sort of a fever dream during, okay, we'll during talk the COVID about, thing.
This is something that we are going to do through the Mike O'Mara show. And you came up to tell us your tale about what you have planned coming up, because it's you're actually going to be doing one today.
Hit the music, Slim. Mike, it is the debut of our new podcast, which is entitled Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks. Based, of course, on a famous headline in Variety back in the 1930s. But in this move, in this podcast.
Famous?
Yeah, it's probably the most notable Variety headline ever. It means, Mike, that Southern movie theaters dislike movies about farms. So it's Hicks, Picks, Nicks, Sticks.
And, Mike, what you don't know is all we're doing is watching movies about farms.
No, we're not. What
you're,
we're doing
you're watching
is,
old movies.
Oh, it's old movies.
Old movies, and then we discuss them. Ideally, they will be movies that I have seen that Josh has not, that I want Josh to take a look at and get his thoughts on. Now, the first one happened because you, when I was out, you talked about a movie called Return to Oz, which came out when I was, I think, 14, 1985?
85.
And I
remember
hadn't...
The Creepy Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, and I hadn't seen
you didn't
it.
Know about.
I hadn't seen it since it came out. And so Josh, has he said he'd rewatch it, and he did. So today we will break down our thoughts on Return to Oz. Is it a viable option than heading out to the Sphere in Las Vegas?
How old is it?
It is...
Or just tell me, what year did it come
40
out?
40 years old. 40 years old.
Okay.
Right. Most movies will be older, but this one was sort of top of mind to get the show started.
But you, as long as it's an older movie,
yeah.
Would you have a year where you top out, where you don't want to go past a certain... Because can you get through like the good movies of the 70s, like French Connection, things like that?
Well, like, I could include the 70s. Like, for example, I don't know if Josh has ever seen one of my all-time favorite movies, The Sting, and I'd like to see...
I have not. So okay. I think that's the criteria, not age, but whether or not I've seen it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that all way right. we get a fresh reaction. And it's weird.
It really sucked.
The Sting? Yeah. It was.
I don't remember liking it. I mean, then, I don't remember liking it. I don't know. I don't. Yeah. That's why I will not be. And for Mike haters there, I will not be on this show. And this, by the
you
way.
You say that now. We may have you as a guest later if a movie comes up that you it means a lot to you. Like, for example, I was hoping at Christmas time you would come on to discuss Miracle on 34th Street, the old one, because I know you love it.
Oh, yeah, and I've never seen the original.
And Josh has never seen
the
original.
All right, you got a deal. And It's a Wonderful Life I'd like to be part of, too, if we perfect. Talk about those two and the way they're crafted, because we have a lot of fun talking about it. In fact, I would prefer Wonderful Life to Miracle on 34th Street.
Can we bring up, when we talk of Wonderful Life, about how Mr. Potter's wheelchair made it upstairs
Brothers? I love those observations, and then I think we could break down psychologically why we passionately get upset with Uncle Billy.
Yes, absolutely.
I think it's the movie makers that made that happen, and I think that shows their skill. I think it's a great idea.
It will debut this weekend, and again, it'll be a Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks. It'll be on the TMOS feed at the beginning, and then it'll be its own feed, and we hope you check it out. It's I really look forward to it today. Before
now, right away, first of all, Josh said, is it okay if we do that? Of course it's okay, because eventually, you know, I'm not going to be here forever, and I think that this is giving the two younger guys a chance to kind of do their thing.
How sad is it that I'm one of the younger guys?
Well, you're in your 50s.
I know.
So you got 20 years, you know, to knock things out as far as I'm concerned. And but if it's something that takes hold, you know, this is once again where I take issue with you and your, you know, the concept is great. I'd listen to it to hear the title. It's horrible. It's horrible. Nobody. It's not. It's great for you, but it's not for anybody else that might not be a total aficionado. They wouldn't even know what the hell you were talking about.
Well, to help with search engines, in the description will be my title for the show.
What is your title for the show?
Rob and Josh Watch Old Movies.
That's.
See,
and you know
up.
I'm all about that. I'm all about that.
But
know?
It's fun to say Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks. And also, there's no might come up with
you
something.
You know, do you ever think in terms of...
Excellence all the time.
No, do you think in terms of not being campy and
not campy,
self-absorbed and doing something that will
there is no
relate to the general public and gain the attention of the general public and not be. This is what we were criticized about when we used to name the, when you used to name the shows in such a way that no one had a clue what the show was about.
That was a mistake in retrospect, but who knew the show would last that long? I mean, I thought that if, you know, a couple dozen titles and we're out of here.
I don't know Hicks, there Nicks, is Picks, nothing, Sticks. I still don't understand it after you explained it to me.
Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks, Mike. And the thing is, there are no podcast names. If you think of any podcast title that involves movies, it's taken. We need to separate ourselves with something that is, you know,
Can I give you a great example? I think, really, one of the greatest names for a podcast ever created was Mark Maron's WTF.
Yeah.
That to me was just absolutely spectacular. It was trendy. It was time. There's Hicks.
Oh,
there.
We're going to be.
Oh,
S-N-H-P.
First of all, he screwed it up. Sticks, Nicks, Hicks. Hold on. Go back to the original title.
Yeah.
You effed it up, Rob.
So
Rob,
if I go with the title. Okay, then we'll fix
it. Right? Isn't that screwing it up?
Sort of, I guess.
Hick Picks are countrified. People in the country said no to hillbilly movies.
Yeah.
That's it what it
sense.
Is. And
that
you messed
sense.
It. What do you have to say? Now, you have to own this one. You have to own this one.
I screwed up. I think I may have pulled
God.
It.
God.
And you know what it is?
What?
God
this,
damn
this
it.
Means that the movies... I
Take
can't
it down.
What this
I don't
is.
Want to look at it. It pisses me
well,
off.
Well, I need to do it so I can remember the name of it.
Sticks, right, Nicks, Hicks Picks.
Yeah, that makes
that,
more
that
sense.
That makes more sense. He effed it up because it's that
so
complicated. That is so. And he, look, he's not even owning it. He's not.
No, Mike, I screwed up. I
no,
totally
but I mean,
screwed
you
up.
Know how difficult that is with you launching your thing that you want to do. Come on.
I think what happened is I ended up quoting when it's mentioned in another old movie. That headline is a scene in an old movie, and I think they messed it up there. But I should have checked the headline, and I believe I did Google it. I don't know how I screwed it up, so my apologies. At least we caught it. Mike, you caught it before we launched, so that's good.
God. So,
my apologies.
What is the name of it, Josh? I want your name. I think your name should be on it. Okay? Did we lose Josh?
No, Josh is here, I think. Oh,
it's
no,
like
he locked
froze.
Up.
He froze. Rob.
Yeah.
You want to have people listen to it, right?
I do.
Mm-hmm. You say they're all taken, all the names.
Yep.
Hear me out here.
All right.
I think
I'm
I know
ears.
Just a little bit more about marketing than you do. Just
sure.
a bit. Just
yeah.
a little bit, because I think about it all the time. How do
sure.
you get it? You know, it's all about the currency of attention. You mm-hmm. want to get the most eyes and ears on this thing. That's what you want to be. So Nicks, Dicks, Picks, you know. How about Dick Picks?
Rob, I've got a little bit of help for you.
Okay, what's that?
David Burdett titled his 1984 novel, Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks.
Ah.
So you got the novel title, not the headline in Variety.
Okay.
Did the novel title have anything to do with the Variety headline?
I don't know. That's my next search.
Mike, it is Hollywood lore, that headline, when I get it right. And once it is right,
it's not lore enough where you even got it right. That's how complicated it is. That's how like it's wordplay, but it's wordplay that's so complicated you couldn't even get it right in your attempt to name the show that you were going to do.
It's fun though, Mike. It's fun.
No, it's not fun when you mess it up.
No, but it's when you get it right, it's fun.
Now the
it is fun.
The
no, it's not.
Is a satire of the golden age of Hollywood.
Okay.
So you're close.
I was close. But, Mike, understand that the
I
title...
want you to have an opportunity mm-hmm. to get people to know that you will be breaking down old movies and chatting old movies, vintage movies, like mm-hmm. like Turner Classic Movies does, like, the guy that with the big head that talks about it all the time, whatever, Ben Mankiewicz.
Yeah, Ben Mankiewicz,
When he's out there and he does that, so, you know, with the Hicks thing.
I think it's going to, once we get the title right, and I still can't believe I messed it up.
I think the title might be okay.
I think the title
because
is actually great.
Because it still has
great.
A pretty good rhythm.
Yeah, and people are going to see it, and it doesn't look like anything else, and it's kind of fun to say.
And it looks like the chat room agrees with the title, that you're okay, Rob.
I think that title is perfect for you. Well, you know I make all my decisions based on the chat room.
You're right. Rolando, we need you to step in. Mike only listens to you.
That's Dr. Right. Rolando, come in. But Mike, it
Mike,
is...
Mike, cease your naysaying. I'd like to point out that I'm the one that green-lighted this project, ladies and gentlemen. So come on. All right, so Mark Scoobel says, you're doing this all wrong, Rob. You should be taking Patreon requests of movies to break down so you build a following. That's not a bad idea.
That is not a bad idea, but we got to launch the thing first.
Yeah, we need a following that will pay the money first.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. Thank you, Joseph, for saying the total is Gret. That says everything I need to know right there. That says everything that you need to know about your people right
that
there.
That is the one thing that makes me want to change it.
All right, right now, give me three titles, chat group, three titles for that are not Hicks, Nicks, Dicks, Slicks. And please give me...
I think you added a word there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Please give me three titles, and we'll pick one right now. Rob, if Rob agrees and Joshua, would you allow me to simply go to the chat group?
It is a dumb person to turn down any advice. So, yes, I will take suggestions. I'm not saying
I don't want to. It's not my thing. It's not my idea. So I don't want to hijack it. But I do like naming things. You know, I love naming things.
I know. That's why when I came to this podcast,
now,
I was
see,
called
Quinn,
David.
I like Reefer Madness.
That's stupid.
No,
there's nothing to do
with
weed.
Why do you think that's stupid? But Hicks Nicks, why? Reefer Madness was a classic old movie, and it's funny because
you think. How does it have to do with my podcast, though? We're not going to watch Reefer Madness.
Oh, and it makes it sometimes sound like we're getting high while watching this movie.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you do, you know, to pull a little beat. Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah, but who is who?
By the way, we're not taking the first ones. We're taking the ones that we decide out of the chat group.
I guess, Mike, if we were to do that, I would have to be Ebert, sadly.
Because his title refers to something specifically related to the podcast.
I don't even understand what that means.
Yeah, well, it's one of your guys.
It maybe because it's Hollywood because it history, maybe? Yeah.
Yeah,
the priest, Mike, I think the target audience that we're shooting for on this podcast is going to understand the title.
Yeah, you have a point, but that's too narrow to me. I think this can be enjoyed, and maybe you can bring other people. Flick pickers.
No, if you pick it, it'll get infected.
I like flick pickers.
But, Mike, for example.
See, I don't think it has to necessarily relate totally to classics. What you want to do is, you know, cinema en verite. That's pretty funny. I like that, too. But I like flick pickers. You know, it rolls off the tongue. You know, Hicks, Nicks, I could never repeat it.
And you will, though, Mike, when it becomes huge. You'll love it. You will.
It can't become huge with that name.
Mm-hmm. It'll light up the search.
You didn't even remember the right name. That tells you. That should tell you everything you need to know.
Keep beating that rug. I mean,
but the rug, you f***ed it up, Rob.
Yeah,
that's it. Don't accept the. You know, I mean, really, keep beating that rug. I'm telling you, I really would like it to do well, and it will not do well with that title. That stupid ass title.
Do you think that title is what's going to be the downfall of this podcast?
I think you want to get views and ears on it, and it's not necessary. And I want the show to do well.
I do too.
It's part of my podcast stuff
here.
I want it to be successful.
I want to go with the name that came to me in the fever dream, Mike. That's why I want to go with it.
I don't think we mentioned, Mike, this entire podcast came out because of COVID.
Yeah.
And him having a fever.
Yeah. I mean, some of my best ideas come during illness.
Ignatius says, stop being a nad, Mike. F you, Ignatius. There you go. All right.
Nodak is funny. He says, you effed it at Rob. It should be called You Effed It Up, Rob. That should be the best title.
Well, that'll be Mike's spinoff.
We can put that in the metadata so people know that I screwed it up.
I think the idea of discussion of a classic film would be fun because I think classic films are fun to talk about. And I think there have been TV networks founded on that. So I think that's I enjoy when they do a lead-in to a TCM movie.
I do too.
And they break it down a little bit. You know, sometimes it's a little verbose, but most of the time it's not.
Yeah, I don't like the lady with the fake British accent, but mm-hmm. I do like, I like the other guys. Dave Carger is very good. But what if we went with Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks, colon, and then the title of the movie every episode? That way the search engine...
Great idea.
You don't like
that. No. Yes. The episode titles every week were going to be the name of the movie.
Exactly. I mean, they're going to find the movie that they're looking for.
Because you should watch the movie before.
By the way, naming things is a is an exercise, and that's what we're doing right now. And I think that's kind of fun. And out of this, out of me being a nad, Ignatius, you will probably get something that everybody will agree on, and it will be something that is something. Now, why did you shake your head? Why did you just shake your head, Josh? Surely yes, you subtly shook your head. No, not everybody, but it's just something, you know. And Ignatius, because I yelled at him now, says, yes, best day ever. I told him to F off, and he says, best day. I love this show.
Name is not any worse than Cake and Cookies.
That's funny.
Which also said, tells you nothing.
It'll be a great, great. That was mine. Anyway, the exercise, and then Rick Schofield writes, Rob hates exercise.
It's true. That'd be a good, that, you know what? That's the best title.
The
other
antique
than the
movie show.
No, because they're not antiques. I mean,
what are they if they're not antiques? It's antique
classics.
Movies.
No,
but
I don't see
so you
that.
Call them antiques.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that really explains. Right. That also sort of diminishes the film, don't you think? An antique movie. Who wants to see that? You want to see a classic movie.
Oh, God.
Don't have a headache.
How about Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Flicks? How about we get some movie reference?
All right, how about
there?
We keep Flicks in it?
Well, Flicks is not in it currently. We'd have to add it.
Well, Hicks, Nicks, Stick, Flicks is good. I like that.
Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Flicks.
Yeah.
That is the actual title.
I think so.
Of the headline, not the show necessarily.
No. That's not the headline is Picks.
Yeah.
And I think we changed Picks to Flicks.
Because they were using Picks to mean Flicks because back in the day it was a different vernacular. This is like 1930. So
how about this one? Coffin Flicks.
No. I don't like that.
Because all the artists in these are dead.
That's true. Well, Fairuza Balk is still alive. She played Dorothy in Return to Oz.
How old is she?
Well, she was a little younger than me. She's probably about 50 now. She was 10 when she was in the movie.
Yeah. Joseph, Compromise is spelled with an S, not a Z.
He's doing the best he can.
Now, why is Andrew saying ugh? Doesn't like this discussion?
He doesn't like the discussion.
All right.
Or he doesn't like the title.
Fever Flicks. Fever Flicks.
Again, it doesn't really indicate what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you come up with an alternative name, Rob, yourself? Maybe?
I like the compromise of putting Flicks in there. I don't mind that.
Okay. But what would go before Flicks?
It would be easy. Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Flicks.
That's the original one.
No. It was Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks. How about you change Picks to Flicks?
How about Picks and Flicks?
No, that to me suggests boogers. As right, picking so and flicking.
Picks. Rolando says chapped Flicks.
That's funny.
All right, we're done with this. You name it whatever the F you want. I don't care.
I think I'm going to name it, Mike. I actually, you know what? You brought up a good one. I'm going to name it Arthur.
Arthur. That's great. That's great.
But the point is Saturday. We'll have it out.
It'll be there, and you're going to love it.
By the way, this discussion where I moved past it, because I do believe it's lost its shine, does not in any way, and I want to make this very clear to both of you, has not changed the idea of, you know, come up with a name for it that people will understand.
Mm-hmm.
I really think, because inside jokes, I know you love them, Rob, where nobody else gets it except you, but really,
it's not. I promise you it's not.
All right, you know what? How often do I pull rank? How often do I pull rank? Come up with some alternative names. All right. And then decide yourselves. That's it.
Please.
Mm-hmm. If it says that, really. Rob's Retro Reels. You know?
That's close. You know. But,
yeah.
Josh is there too, though.
Yeah, Rob and Josh at the movies is the Siskel and Ebert thing.
Right.
You'll come up with something.
We will.
Right.
The Anti-Vaxxers Club is what I'm going with.
The what?
Anti-Vaxxers Club.
Anti-Vaxxers Club. That's perfect.
Mega movies.
You got it. See, we figured it out. The show continues with the news, but first I want to tell you about one of our wonderful new sponsors. They're not a new sponsor. They've been with us for a while.
Yeah.
And it's Relief Band. Relief Band came into the first time they advertised with us was a couple of years ago, and it really was something special because I took it out on a fishing boat with my son, and it cured any trace of sea seasickness that I might have gotten. Nausea is a problem for so many people. Enter Relief Band, the original anti-nausea wristband, clinically proven, drug-free, and doctor-recommended. It stops nausea from motion sickness, migraines, anxiety, hangovers, morning sickness, chemo, and more. Just strap it on, adjust the intensity, and feel relief kick in fast with zero side effects. The new Premier Plus Relief Band model goes even further with smart skin-sensing technology, a built-in digital clock, and next-level nausea control. It sounds too good to be true, but trust me, it works. I have it. I use it. I love it. Relief Band isn't magic. It's science. Hospital developed, doctor backed, life changing. I use it when I watch Nobody 2.
Yeah, that's how you prevented nausea during that movie.
Well, the camera just moving all over the place. Yeah. No, I actually use it. I should have used two of them when I went on the ride up at Disney.
And I wear it every morning for this show.
There it is. Yes, especially like when we have discussions like that. So if you want to cure your nausea, your problem fast, join the hundreds of thousands of people who are nausea-free with Relief Band. Right now, an exclusive offer just for our show listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code Hicks Dicks Nicks. No.
Mike, check the copy. It's a different promo code for this.
Use the promo code TMOS. That's the Mike O'Mara Show. You'll receive 20% off plus free shipping. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping at Relief Band. That's great. It's a wonderful, wonderful product. So hit it.
News. News and whatnot.
Let's see. Okay, we got that. Yeah, they got that one. All right, have we come up with a new name before I start the news? Have we done that? Have we got teacher that here?
Did I teach you that here, Brad? No, not yet. Nothing yet.
America forever. No, my name's not associated with it, although I endorse it wholeheartedly.
Thank you.
If I'm going to put out there Fossil Flicks.
Fossil Flicks, like a reference to flicks like that are dinosaurs. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. What do you think of that one, Rob?
Are they really fossils, though? They live.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Well, I mean, you asked me my opinion. I don't think they are fossils. It's not a bad one, Josh. It's just not as good as what came to me in the fever dream.
Are you latching on to this one now? Is that what you're doing? Is that,
I think that might be the title.
Yeah.
What fever dream?
On? No. Hicks, Dicks, Nicks, Picks, whatever order the words are.
Yeah, we'll take it from the Variety headline. But yeah, I think, Mike, that's how the project exists in my head.
All right, it's your head, it's your project.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I mean, I know
you
don't
come up
the
with another one, that's fine.
We'll see how it goes.
Good luck. You know, by the way, I'm just, it's my legacy. It is my legacy, really, of when I'm gone, just the idea of that being some sort of thing that lingers would be, I'm already spinning in my grave and it's not even dug yet. So that frustrates me a little bit. But what am I, I don't have a say.
I didn't think the title was so bad it's going to make you spin in your grave.
Yeah, well, sometimes you don't know me. That's the way that works. I'm looking for my whoosh. I am looking for my whoosh. There it is. I've got it. A new survey talked to more than 3,000 football fans about their drinking habits, and many of them might have been more honest than they are with their doctors. The fan base, with the heaviest drinkers is... It's totally whacked me. I was surprised. The Arizona Cardinals. Nearly 19% of Cardinals fans admit to downing 5 or more drinks on game day.
Ahead of them, I would guess the Bills. I would guess the Commanders.
I think it's a college town thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's a younger fan base.
Now, I think when you consider it an average, 5 is a lot. 5 is, if you round that out, 19% of people doing that. Buffalo Bills fans, there they are.
Okay.
They're next, followed by fans of the Houston Texans. That's another surprise for me.
That's a Jim Nance thing.
Hi there. Am I the only one that thinks these people are vomiting? The next one, the Carolina Panthers, then the Tennessee Titans. There are the Commanders. They make it in there.
Well, the Commanders, I can speak from experience for watching people pregame.
Yes.
Just the pregaming is horrible.
Well, that's to get through the game.
Yeah, in those years it was.
The L.A. Chargers are next. The New York Giants, my people. There they are. Then the New Orleans Saints. Well, Party Town, USA.
Yeah, of course.
And the Jacksonville Jaguars. The fan base that binges the least on game day. This surprised me, too. The Green Bay Packers.
I would put them at the top.
And listen to this stat. Only 3% of Packer fans have five or more drinks, possibly because they filled up on cheese.
Could be.
I don't know.
They might also, Mike, have filled up on Marie's meatloaf.
Oh, yes. Yum, yum. Marie, this Marie is dry Lombardi. Again. God damn it. Seattle Seahawks fans drink the second least, followed by Pittsburgh, Miami, New England, Kansas City, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, and the New York Jets. I'm not sure how scientific this study was. If you're curious, Cleveland Browns fans are the 20th heaviest drinkers out of 32 teams, which is surprising. They're used to the Browns being the Browns, so they don't drink as much as they used to.
Browns were Elvis's favorite football team.
They just have a sad. They have a sad when they show up. That's very sad. If you have a Girl Scout, you know she's been putting in long hours at the lab this summer, helping to develop the next Girl Scout cookie flavor. And it's finally ready.
Good. Finally.
I don't remember when we've been doing Girl Scout cookie stories for years and years and years. I don't remember where it was a requirement every year to have a brand new flavor,
but they seem to be
doing that more and more.
I like the classic old ones. I've never had a new flavor that really wowed me.
They have just unveiled their newest cookie. They're called Exploramores, or I would say perhaps Exploramores.
I like that better, yeah.
And they are Rocky Road inspired. They are chocolate cookies, which have a creamy filling with notes of chocolate, marshmallow, and toasted almond flavored cream. The Exploramores will be available when the cookies start in January. That's when you have to wait till January for those to come out. The full lineup includes the classics. I think probably Samoans might be my favorite.
Thin mints, trefoils.
Yeah. And the peanut butter ones.
Tagalongs. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the Exploramore?
That's the Exploramore.
Oh, lovely.
Well, that, Mike, may I ask one question about the Exploramore?
Yes.
Rocky Road.
Rocky Road.
Thank you.
And why don't you ask a minion? What would a minion think of Girl Scout cookies?
What does a minion think of Girl Scout cookies?
Girl Scout.
Every now and then, we debut a new feature on the Mike O'Mara Show. If we really get to an impasse, I should have brought it in.
You threw me with that. I thought that was a tape.
We will now always refer, what does the minion think?
Yeah, what does the minion think?
Of what? What are you asking the minion?
What does the minion think of the title of the movie podcast, Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks?
Hicks, Nicks, Picks, sucked.
Why are they going with
Rocky Road inspired?
Because it's more.
It should be s'more.
Yeah.
Sounds like s'more.
I think because there's no graham cracker in it. A s'more would require a graham cracker. So they can't really lean into that.
So the full lineup, classics plus additions, recent additions like Adventurefuls. Wow. You know what? I'll tell you what comes back. This is really digressing, but I got to throw it in there. I believe at one point I had a consultant come to O'Mara's restaurant, and I remember he was all about shareables.
Yes.
And I have that just is a thorn in my side that shareables. People are like shareables, funnables, delectables, you know, lunchables. I didn't like that. Anyway, lemon ups. I don't know. Have you had a lemon up?
It's orange flavored.
Toffee-tastic. Now, I love toffee.
Yeah, but that's not going to be good toffee.
And caramel chocolate chip, which to me
would be... Oh, that's the one with ketamine in it.
There's too many options.
Yeah.
I agree with you. They haven't brought back their last new flavor, Raspberry Rallies, which were basically a raspberry version of Thin Mints. They seem like a big hit, but apparently not enough to impress the girls. Like there's a committee out there. Earlier this year, they announced they'd be nixing Girl Scout s'mores.
Oh.
And Toastiers. What are Toastiers? Do you know what Toastiers are?
I don't know that. No, it's too new for me.
Maybe that's why they're nixing it. Tastes nixing like, it. Get it?
Tastes like toast.
Nix Hicks Sticks. In his new memoir, The Book of Sheen, this is the new Bieber for me. If I see Sheen...
That's the name of the new book, The Book of Sheen?
I'm sharing it if I get a Sheen
story. Good.
Charlie says he was filming the 2000 movie Rated X in Toronto with his brother Emilio, and he decided to hire himself a lady.
Oh,
after
nice.
They had done the deed, they were lying in bed when she slapped his bare stomach and said, quote, "What do you say, fatso? You up for round two?" Charlie was crushed.
Yeah.
Here's his quote. I wanted to blow my brains out. But he did go for the second round. However, as soon as he got back
to
L.A.
Of course he did in The Book of Sheen.
He got lipo when he got back to L.A. Ironically, Charlie had gained weight getting sober. He
it
says,
happens.
Quote, I'd rather be a bit of a, I'd rather be a bit soft and alive than crack skinny and dead. That's another quote.
That's very nice.
He's got another one here that he says, he says he's been celibate since he got sober 8 years ago. 8 years he's been, he hasn't had any nookie.
Sorry, ladies.
What he says.
And men, I guess.
He also said the only drug he hasn't tried is ketamine. Isn't that what killed Matthew Perry?
It is.
Drug?
Yeah.
With that. So
Do the minions like Charlie Sheen?
Oh, yeah, horny. Oh, yeah, man. Horny Charlie. Yeah, Charlie Sheen, drug addict.
I can see that's the one-eyed minion with the glasses that was talking then. So people know that. You know, one of my...
I do multiple minions, too, when they're all talking together.
Oh, let's hear them all talk then. One of my first doctor's exams after my liver failed was around Halloween, and my doctor came in dressed as a minion because they also deal with kids at this practice.
Oh. And you liked it, right?
No.
Okay. Do you like the Minions? Are you a Minion
fan? I've seen one of the Despicable Me movies, but I've got nothing against them. It's just I think there's other kids' movies that I like better.
One of the last animated features I went to with my son, and I enjoyed it thoroughly, which is a very big surprise. Usually, and I fall asleep.
Gru is in that, isn't that the Steve Carell
that
character?
Is.
Gru, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Gru.
Like Gru.
Too effective.
There we go. Yeah, well, that's The Minion, a new feature of the Michael Marish. Bruce Willis's wife, Emma, recently revealed that she moved her husband into his own home as he struggles with dementia, and a lot of people didn't like hearing that. Okay, who care? Shut up.
This is the
judge
saddest
not,
story.
Lest ye be judged, people, for Christ's sake. This lady's been living with this for how long? Emma knows she made the right choice on Good Morning America yesterday. She said, quote, "It was the safest and best decision, not just for Bruce, but also for our two young girls." I would imagine so. She added, quote, "It's really not up for debate. Now I know that Bruce has the best care 100% of the time. His needs are met 100% all of the time, as well as our two young daughters. So I'm not going to take a vote on that." What is wrong with people that reach out and bash somebody who's going through an unimaginable tragedy?
People that have never been through it. I've had two family members that were crippled by dementia. It's the saddest thing you can imagine.
You don't, and I have also had family members experience this. My brother-in-law and sister dealt with my brother-in-law's sister, and at a point, you can't. You can't deal with it. You have to move on, and it's very, very sad, and it's a horrible existence, and I hope I never put anybody through that or go through it myself. I really don't
want to. In the best possible situation, it's tragic. And do what you can. I love the fact that he's going to be in a familiar environment and not something that's sterile and unhappy. I've been watching on occasion an episode of Moonlighting. They have it on Paramount, I think.
How slick and sharp
he was.
Oh,
my God.
Right?
He was the best. He could do dialogue 1,000 miles an hour.
I know.
And then you look at the Die Hard movie. I've said this. I named my daughter after him, Julia Addison Spiewak, from David Addison.
I didn't know he meant that much to you. That's pretty cool.
I love him. And this is the saddest one for me.
It does suck. And Emma, his wife, says her wake-up call, and this makes complete sense to me, was when a neurologist told her that caregivers many times die before their loved ones. I'm sure it applies more to older people that are dealing with somebody with dementia. That's when she decided it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to do whatever you want during this situation, Emma. And for those people that, you know, bash, shut up. Just keep your opinions to yourself. Everybody, in this day and age, blah, 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 blah. Everybody's got to go blah, 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 and talk about that.
You think it was Jackie Martling who said, a guy walks into his doctor, and the doctor says, you have Alzheimer's and cancer. And the guy says, well, at least I don't have cancer.
That's a good joke. That is a good joke. I like that one.
Thank you.
Cracker Barrel, finally today. Cracker Barrel released this statement. All right, listen to this, because I know a lot of people in the comments are going to be interested in this one. You've shared your voices, not just on our logo, but also on our restaurants. And I always say when it's Cracker Barrel, it should be pronounced restaurant.
Don't you think Sonny Jurgensen, NFL great Sonny Jurgensen, would like eating at Cracker Barrel?
I think it's a fine restaurant.
You get the sliced tomatoes for breakfast, Sonny?
Sliced tomatoes at the restaurant. If your restaurant, they go on to say, if your restaurant hasn't been remodeled, you don't need to worry. It won't be. According to reports, they'd only actually remodeled four of their 660 locations. They also added, quote, the vintage Americana will always be here. The rocking chairs on the porch, our fireplaces and peg games, unique treasures in our gift shop, and antiques pulled straight from our warehouse in Tennessee. The initial plan was to freshen up the design and clean up the dining room, most of which hadn't been touched in decades. The chain has been struggling since the pandemic, and they thought maybe a cleaner, spruced-up look would attract more customers, especially younger ones.
It would.
But the old... Spoken like a man who wants to go to a cleaner Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, last week. It could use a cleaning.
Old schoolers.
Well, I mean, the walls are covered with broken mandolins. It's hard to dust.
Old schoolers felt like they were messing with tradition and harassed the company on social media until they caved in. In the comments, most people seemed unfazed by the reversal. Some are still angry, demanding that the CEO be fired for that horrific idea, while others say they'll never return to Cracker Barrel until they improve the food. Well, you know what I say? I'm an old schooler. I say, keep it dirty.
Yeah,
all right.
In fact,
I wrote a list of things that I think they should do at Cracker Barrel. Keep it dirty.
Yeah.
Let me get my dinger out there.
Thank you.
Yep. More obese people. Hire less staff. Raise the prices on the candy. Raise the prices on the candy out front. More Reba songs playing on the speakers gift shop.
Yes.
Hire clowns that light their own farts on fire. Plastic forks, take the carbonation out of the soda guns, and speaking of guns, open carry. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Oh, I love it. Yeah. That sounds excellent.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just don't take away my maple syrup in the little glass bottle.
Hey, give them credit. At least they give you the real stuff. They might put it in thimbles, but they give you the real stuff.
It's on the menu.
Yes. It is, too. You're right. But it doesn't keep us from going because we white trash on this show.
That's the way it goes. It's the stickiest restaurant in town.
Hey, everybody. I got more show coming. This episode is powered by Incogni, your personal data's bodyguard. Here's the deal, Wade. Data brokers scoop up your info, your names, your addresses, even your social security numbers. And what do? Well, those pricks sell it to whoever's paying. Scammers, spammers, creepy marketers, you name it. That's why your phone won't stop ringing every single day. Your inbox, lots of unwanted emails, and identity theft is always lurking just around the corner. Data breaches jumped 72% in 23 from the previous year. Incogni fights back. They automatically wipe your data from over 230 brokers, keep monitoring, and push back when brokers resist. You stay off their lists. Period. With four flexible plans, their protection is always fitting for your needs and your families.
No spam calls are coming to my home now. It's amazing.
You're also covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Bottom line, if your data's out there, you need Incogni. Use code TMOS at Incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off an annual Incogni plan. Incogni.com/TMOS. That's Incogni.com/TMOS. Now, before we move on, we did promote and spent a tremendous amount of time talking about the name for the new show. Well, the fact is that, you know, when the time comes and it's time to move on, I will move on. Congratulations to Howard on re-upping at the age of, what, 70, 71 years mm-hmm. old. Congratulations to him. Not sure I fit in that category, but I'm not sure.
Mike,
but
the main yes. congratulations goes to Robin Quivers, who continues yes. her ride on that bus.
Absolutely. And why not? If the money's there, you know, right. help your families. Let me just say this, that if you guys, you know, get in with the old movies and, you know, the show takes a decidedly right-wing tilt, that's fine. I it's you. It's not me. I'm cool with that. But I do want to have one last little something, because I really feel as though...
Like a legacy moment, or...?
I feel as though I have missed one particular show business trend that I can do very, very well. And in this particular case, I can do better than the people who are doing it. And that is, and I wrote this down,
yeah,
my retirement job. This is what I want to do.
Okay.
I want to be a slot machine influencer. That's what I want to do.
Just go do it.
I can't. I need it bankrolled. I need a partner. I need somebody to infuse me.
One big hit.
And by the way, let me tell you, as somebody who consumes this product, the bottom line is, Josh, even if you're not a quality broadcaster, if you're throwing lots of money in there and you're hitting big, that's what people like to see.
When you watch these, do people even talk, or is it just the sound of the machines?
Oh, Bretzky talks is a running dialogue throughout okay. the entire
and the,
one.
The older lady also talks, doesn't she? There's an older lady that you follow.
An older lady? I'm trying
I
to
thought
think.
So.
A slot lady?
Yeah, and she doesn't show her face, but I think she talks.
Oh, you're talking about the Asian older lady. She doesn't say a word.
Oh, I thought she talked.
I don't watch her anymore. Akafuji Slots is who you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I don't watch her anymore because she was small ball. I like big ball.
Yes,
you got to have a bankroll. So that's why I wrote, I need $1 million. So if you could write me a check for $1 million, I will take that money.
I didn't win the Powerball. Sorry.
Take that money and begin my side hustle. It will start as a side hustle, but then what's that?
I've got a great name for your page when you become a slot influencer.
What
is
it?
It's called Lots Slots Gots Pots.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. I need a sponsor, Josh. That's what I need.
How much do you really need from a sponsor?
Not a sponsor. I want a benefactor is what I want.
So,
and I want somebody
from
by
this
the
benefactor.
What's that?
How much do you really need from this benefactor?
And
I guess it'd be an investor. If you win, they win.
Now, Josh, you see the business mind taking over here because he's really, who would call me like in
number.
The afternoon. We got somebody. A real number? I mean, I think I can get the ball rolling for like 10 grand, probably.
I've got $10.
I'll match Josh's donation.
If we do it, I want to start it on the cruise. That's when I want to start it. I think that would be a perfect time to start it and
I think
do
you
my
need
first
to have
video.
A Vegas presence for this, though. I think that
I want to do it on the cruise.
I think you should do it at your little penny slot place.
I want to do it on the cruise.
Then you shall.
Thank you. I just thought it would be fun. You know,
well,
and by the way, these guys, Bretzky is a great example. I have watched Bretzky. And by the way, I don't think they make money on their gambling. I think they make money on their views. They make money, getting people
to small. Go to like an arcade. And go play like the little
like one of the little
games and
spin
stuff.
And wins down here.
Yeah,
I mean it's still exciting when you hit on a penny slot.
I though, with my level of expertise in the spoken word medium of podcasting and radio, I believe that that would be like Michael Jordan. Who wanted to try another sport?
Yeah,
but he went to a semi-professional level.
I see what you mean. You don't want to take
now,
a step back.
Now, there are small ball slot players who I think do okay. But the guys that do really, really well, there's another guy I'd like you to try to get on the show. Okay. And they're difficult people to get. But if you can get Mr. Hanpei, don't know what his real name is, but if you can get Mr. Hanpei, and reach out to Bretzky again to see if we can get Bretzky on the show. That would be fun to make.
Mike, is it H-A-N-D-P-A-Y, Hanpei?
No, it's H-I-X-P-I-X-S-T-I-X-N-I-X.
Ah, I was just curious if Hanpei was one word, because it's an odd name is all.
And Reese makes a good point in the chat that cruise slots are very tight. So you got to find some looser slot machines to make it entertaining.
Yeah, but I'm not going to fly out to Las Vegas. I could go over to Miami, or I could go up to Tampa. There's a Lady Luck who goes to Tampa and Hollywood all the time.
Don't you have your own machine out in the garage?
No.
You just have to crop.
No, but I've got my own place. I've got the arcade. You know, Josh is referring to there are arcade. What?
Do it at home.
No.
Just drag the green screen behind your little machine.
No.
And then make everyone think
that
you're
would make
to
it
Vegas.
Fake. That would make it fake. You know.
Oh, I believe it's all fake.
What the slots?
Bretzky, all this.
No way.
No, I don't think you can.
No,
I don't
no
think
way.
You can fake it.
No, I don't. You couldn't do the video I watched with Bretzky and his pal where they played every slot in the High Limit Casino, and you see the video of them going from place to place with all the money in the world, you couldn't build a set like that.
No. I'm not saying build a set. I'm saying I think the casinos give these guys free rolls.
All right.
And say, here you go.
I can't speak to that. All the better if they do. I'm here.
How did they do the thing in the High Limit? Did they do one pull per machine, or how did they
put
do that?
They bring 10 grand.
Okay.
And they decide that they're going to put $200 in each slot machine. This is, by the way, one of many zillions of different angles they do on this stuff. And they're going to put $200 in and play every High Limit slot minus the video poker in the High Limit room, and they go through it, and they end up hitting, and they come out way ahead, which they rarely do.
Right.
And I found it wonderful. And it's Bretzky, who's got the gift of gab. He's this kind of sleazy New England guy.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know where Bretzky did one series of vlogs from?
Where?
Bangor, Maine. You know where that casino is up in Bangor?
Yeah, you've been there.
Yes, I have.
Yes, and you have.
He went up so I could do it in Maine.
Yeah. Do you know where'd be a better place to do it, Mike? Foxwoods.
Oh. Site of my biggest hit.
Yeah.
That's where Mr. Hanpei goes all the time.
Mr. Hanpei.
Foxwoods. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Hanpei, who
sounds like pig Latin.
Ten grand if someone would like to help.
Thank you. And I'll split the profits too. I'll split the profits right down the middle.
What happens after the first video where the 10 grand's gone?
We have to get another 10 grand.
Okay.
But you know what? That's negative thinking, Josh. What's to say there won't be a win for 10 grand? How much
you,
did
Rob.
Bretzky come out ahead, and when did he go ahead?
Almost 10 grand.
But he when did it happen? Like early in the polls, or at the end did he just come strong?
Early, he had a big hit.
And that's an interesting question. If we can get one of these guys on the show, is where does it start?
I'd love to know how they start. Whether they make their fortunes on their own and then like evolve into this, whether they do this and this makes them their fortune because they get all the views. Nodak says Mike's gimmick could be that he does the slots from a wheelchair dressed as Henry F. Potter,
but he'd be Mr. Slaughter.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome.
Very good. Very clever, boys.
Chat group really, diving in. We appreciate that. So join us every day, won't you, please? More show coming up. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about my lovely. Do you have music for me?
No,
oh, I couldn't hear it.
There.
Yeah, she just wanted you. This is a new idea for a spot. And
I
verified.
So I don't need music in the background because I've got to do it a cappella?
Yeah, and I was unclear what Carla wanted, and I said, do you really want Mike to sing this? And her reply was, I think Y-A-A-A-A-S. So I think yes. So she wants you to sing this jingle.
Well, then explain more to me here. First of all, let's turn off that music.
It's gone.
This is a Dermglow ad that Carla wants me to do. What is this a particular song that I'm doing the lyrics to?
No, I think it's sort of a jazzy scat thing. So you can make up a melody or even sort of chant it because it's got a meter to it. But
do you want to put an instrumental in back of me for this, or do I do it a cappella?
I think an instrumental might throw you off. I think what we need to do is focus on your voice. And if you wanted to throw some reverb behind it, because that's what singers do, you could do that.
You know, when I saw the first three words, I got a Walking After Midnight vibe.
You can try that, yeah.
Oh, I was carrying the weight now, feeling heavy each day now. And then I keep singing?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it. Then GLP-1/GIP helped me find my way. 85 pounds down, I'm light on my feet. Now the holidays ahead, well, they're looking really sweet. BPC helps me heal. NAD keeps me strong. Synapsin clears my mind, keeps me sharp all the time. Peptides gave me back a brand new groove that you can't hack. I'm living proof. Dermglow can make you move.
See?
We won't be doing this again.
This is a very exclusive moment on the program.
Maybe next time the minions sing it.
Dermglow. Dermglow, yeah. Dermo's a place where I go. Peptides. Skincare.
Get your glow. Be in the know. Fast shipping nationwide. Payment plans, too. It's never been easier to take care of you. Now, when you wrote the lyrics, right, Rob?
These were submitted by the client.
Now the holidays are coming, but I'm in control, feeling healthy, happy, body and soul. But don't wait too long. Hear what I say. Sale ends October 3rd, so start today. She did a good job with that one.
I think so, yeah.
Absolutely. Dermglowskin.com. Get your glow on all season long. There it is. Thank you very much. So. The Mimic. Want to hear a sexy minion?
Oh, yeah.
Like my body?
Oh, no. No, don't, Mike.
That was
me a promise.
Anna Nicole Minion.
Never do that again.
Like my body.
Hey, you know what? What would Arnold sound like as a minion?
I was lifting up to the, I don't have a tumor.
Thank you. Gimmicks are us. That's what we'll do.
I have a new favorite gimmick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I don't have a tumor.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Shut up. So the Turbo Man. We get the Turbo Man and the Kinder.
So there he is. He's having a coughing jag right now. All right. It's your choice right now. Go ahead, guys. Do you want to do the Zodiac thing or do you want to do, the Golden Bachelor?
Oh, which you mean Mel Owens?
The Golden Bachelor. I knew you picked that one. I knew. Yeah. There he is. Look at those teeth.
Yeah,
those
we can do the Zodiac tomorrow.
Okay.
Or
very
on
good.
The bonus. But Mel Owens kind of raised some feathers when he said he'll do the Golden Bachelor, but he doesn't want any women over 60 on it. And you know, it was sort of a gutsy thing to take. And I'm sure that the PR people at ABC told him to say it.
Well, it's jive too, and it's nasty because the fact is, and I can speak to this, that when you get older, older women look attractive, more attractive. It's the natural state of things. So he's just being a dick, in my opinion.
Would you like to see the intro video for the contestants that we will have this year on The Golden Bachelor?
And these are they all under 60?
No. There's one under 60 and some even north of 70.
Oh, okay. I'm fascinated because I think women can look phenomenal for a very long time now.
I agree. And upon watching that, my opinion was slightly changed in the fact that this comes off as just a little creepy. But I know that the Golden Bachelor or the Bachelor franchise is based on creepiness anyway.
Let me ask this question.
Okay.
Because in this woke age that we live in right now, if I were to use my sound effects.
Yeah.
And, of course. Would that be acceptable in your mind, Rob Spiewak, since it's your bit?
I considered that days ago, and I think if they're putting themselves out as actual merchandise to be chosen by a man, then yes, I think you're in the clear.
See, this makes all the Hicksnick stuff go away. He's given me permission. I'm very excited.
All right, here we go. Let's start the video. Start the music, Slim.
All right.
I'm Carol. I'm 63.
My name is Cindy.
I'm Peg. I'm 62 years old.
I have to tell my age?
Yes, ma'am.
Who said that? Okay, girl.
What you want, baby, I got.
What would you say to people when I think you're too old for love?
You know I want to say but that's not what I'm saying.
What do I say to those people? You're crazy.
We deserve respect, always.
Life experiences.
That's called wisdom.
Not a buzzer in sight.
Vibrant.
They all look great, don't they?
Yeah.
But no, the mood of the video is that of a flyer you would be handed in Times Square.
But it's the mood is what you would be seeing on a senior dating commercial.
I suppose.
What you would have.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the grandchildren.
I understand exactly what you're talking about there. It reminds me of a very funny man who many, many people know now. He's truly selling out stadiums, Matt Rife, arenas,
sure.
I should say.
Yeah.
And he does the bit with that. What put him on the map was his interaction with an older woman.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely a turn on for everybody. And I think in this day and age, with all the accoutrement that people have at their disposal, I think you've got some really good-looking women in that.
I'm not seeing, to my eyes, the majority of them don't look like they've been aided with surgery. There's one or two in there that sort of have a Sean King mouth, but I think that most of them are just naturally lovely women.
All right, let's go back and roll it again, and I will...
Well, we're not even half done yet, so
okay,
we have more to see.
I will hit the buzzer if I think there's plastic surgery.
That's a good
deal.
That's
what I will do.
All right, here we go.
Ever. Even though I'm 62, I am full of life.
Life begins in the golden years.
You still have a whole life ahead of you.
My spirit is still young. I race motocross.
I like to hike.
I play women's hockey.
Snow ski, water ski.
I love to jitterbug. I love to dance.
One of my proudest accomplishments is my fitness program.
Yep.
One of the longest
selling
infomercials in history.
I live on a gorgeous vineyard, so I decided
there are more
to
women.
Start a wine label in the valley.
I was a firefighter for 22 years, and I spent the last 13 years defusing bombs for a living. So Mel doesn't scare me.
Okay, I get it.
I'm ready to get back in the game.
I absolutely believe in love at first sight.
I believe in chemistry at first
Carla.
Sight. Attraction at first sight.
It really is
about chemistry.
If I am attracted to the brain of the gentleman, I'm attracted to everything else.
It's all about connection.
Connection?
Connection.
I need that spark.
But you know what? It's not they've had either good makeup or not enough surgery where they have the shiny face. Like the wax figure face.
Down here. And I live next to essentially the Beverly Hills of the East Coast down here in Naples, Florida. There are many, many times where I will be out at dinner with my beloved and I will look across and there is someone that's probably well into their 70s and it's just too much. You know, it's really too much. And they're a dime a dozen down here. You got plastic. You can't spit and not hit a plastic surgeon down here. So I get it.
Mm-hmm. I'm rooting for the lady that did not want to reveal her age because she's 77 and she looked great. And I don't think that the lady who plays women's hockey is going to win.
Yep, I agree with you.
I think that our buddy, what was his name? The contestant.
Mel
Owens, yeah. I don't think he likes a short-haired woman. That's all I'm going to say. You want someone with flowing hair.
He's a dick.
Oh,
I don't
course
like
he
him
is.
At all. Yeah. Anybody that does that is, full of themselves.
Do you ever watch those? I mean, I'll look at clips and I'll read about. Have you ever watched an episode of any Bachelor Child program?
Never had the pleasure. That's the other guy that used to be here. That's the way that works.
He loved it all the time. Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you have some beautiful.
Oh, I didn't mean to play. I'm sorry, Mike. That's wrong.
Do you have beautiful audio for us today?
I got a stack of it.
Time has flown on the show today. See, when we get a good spirited debate, it flies.
It does.
Anyway, hey, who wrote Carla? Hey, shut up. She's in her 40s.
There was a contestant named Carla.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I get a little sensitive.
Never mind.
Never mind. than having fun with the chat group. Maybe you should watch. I can't watch it the whole show. Can't look at the comments.
You mustn't, yeah.
Hey, do you have any delightful memories? Do you want to relive those good old days, but are they trapped on VHS tapes or film reels and you just aren't sure where to start? Most of Rob's memories are saved as cave paintings in his backyard, which is stupid because you can't just get to them all the time.
Luckily, we
have the perfect solution, Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. Plus, when you go to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. Legacy Box is awesome. It's the easiest way to stream with the Legacy Cloud. All of your stuff, you can do it right away. Easy peasy. Store them securely. The Legacy Box Cloud brings you peace of mind. And now you can't even lose your photos if you tried.
That's right.
You clumsy oaf. Live in the now. Legacy Box. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50% for a limited time only. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. And remember, measure twice, cut once.
Thank you.
I'm going to probably be doing that. I'm doing some projects around here, so I have to have my act together. Many, many things in the offing.
I got that slogan from a rabbi.
Oh, Briss.
Yes, exactly.
Well, one word to say to you, Rob.
What's that?
Perfect.
Thank you.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
W.A. Beatles-C.
Close your eyes and listen to the Beatles. They're having a ball right here with us. 77 WABC.
Dateline Lee County, Florida.
My home county.
There's a lot going on down there.
Oh, God, tell me about it.
You've got curious wildlife in Florida. I know you have the little lizards that'll hang on your ears, and you got armadillos.
Anoles. Yep, yeah. Armadillos, yep.
Yeah. Did you know that wild boar were a problem in Lee County?
Yes.
Mike?
Not that they were a problem. I knew of their existence. You want to know how I knew?
Yeah,
this
please.
This is really before they expanded the airport, but wild boar used to hang out at the old airport in this big open field that they have now excavated for the purpose of expanding the airport.
Didn't United raise them for food?
Yeah. If you ordered the short ribs on United, that's you were getting boar.
Well, Mike, this is not okay.
Now to a bizarre
this
moment
guy.
On camera. A Florida, it's always Florida. A Florida man spending a
Florida
quiet evening at home, I know, was shocked when an unexpected visitor showed
it's
up.
Always Florida.
Hunter Walterman explains how a 300-pound wild boar smashed into the man's home and put up quite the fight.
Every morning, 82-year-old Edward Wells sends a message to his daughter.
Oh, I text her and tell her that I'm alive.
Then, with an insurer in one hand,
barely,
iPad in the other,
I like jigsaw puzzles.
Sure.
He settles in for the afternoon. So, when his daughter got a phone call Thursday,
I need to get the hell over there.
She knew something.
Look at the shattered window.
Life got crazy yesterday.
I thought, oh my God, we're being bombed.
Not a bomb.
Huge.
But one big boar.
Glass. Busted through a whole glass door.
Attacking the dog.
Oh no.
And then.
Yeah, they'll mess up
for
a dog.
About half hour, 45 minutes, the pig just stood there.
Sounds like you guys were in a standoff with the boar.
Oh, hell yeah.
Eventually, so were Lee County deputies.
She seems nice.
Yeah, she does.
Gosh.
Do you think she'll be on The Golden Bachelor?
Smashed into the man's home and put up quite.
Mike.
Wow.
They eventually got him. They chased him out, and the dog is okay.
You know, in many parts of the country, they're really disruptive to farmers and the farmers' fields. So that's another one of those videos I watch sometimes. I don't hunt, but I watch people hunt.
I know.
The ones from the helicopter, or where they go down with like the ATV?
The ATV, where, and in some cases, Josh, the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah.
With automatic weapons.
I think that's Georgia. Yeah. Alabama.
Those boys love it. You hear them.
Helicopters.
They're like, they've got the ordnance you would not believe, like military style going, yeah.
And do you think any of them eat their kill? Because I bet it's tasty.
I think that boar can be harvested. I think so. But
it's
pork.
Yeah.
It's pork. But they are really, I mean, if you see a boar attack a dog, and I've seen it on video, it's not fun to watch. They're very scary.
Well, thank God that the dog is okay and the guy is okay, but he's going to need a new window. And that lady had to cancel her day of beauty.
Thank you.
This is trending all over socials, and here's for one thing. I don't believe it, but I want you to see it to get your reaction.
All right.
A pair of travelers wanted to go to Nice in France, and they boarded a plane, and they said, Tunis? And they said, yep. But the thought it was...
Tunis?
Tunis. Right, in Tunisia.
Tunis, as it's pronounced. Yeah.
Oh, well, as the Stooges said, let's go to Tunis and have tuna salad sandwiches. But this is them realizing it. And I have a question for you, après tape, okay?
Okay.
Where? Wait. Where are you going? Nice? Is this going to Nice?
Tunis, yeah. I thought you said to Nice. Nice, which is in France. Oh. That's why you confused me.
Wait, where is this going?
Tunis, yeah, in Tunisia.
Yeah. In Tunisia?
North Africa, not in France. You're not going to France, right?
Yeah, we are.
No, how did they get to board the plane?
Yeah, it's
yeah, it's got to be BS.
You don't even see a flight
attendant. It's the Charles Barkley NCAA commercial a few years ago where he's driving the bus to Indianapolis and instead goes to Annapolis because he heard Indy Annapolis. Yeah.
Well, the thing is that Tunis and Tunis is a good pun, but the structure of the thing is wrong.
Yeah, and it would be an international flight, and you'd have like 12 checks before you make it.
And it's printed on the paper.
Yeah, that's true.
Stop being
stupid. Like, do you ever have a flight attendant say, welcome to flight XXX, nonstop to Detroit when you're not going to Detroit and they're doing it just to mess with you?
No, that sounds like Southwest to me.
It was Southwest, but it was a good laugh. It was a great laugh.
Right.
Meanwhile, in Letcher County, that's in Kentucky, but you knew that.
Did you say lecture or Letcher?
Letcher, L-E-T-C-H-E-R, Letcher County.
There's a Letcher County, amazing.
Mike, this is something, and I don't like raccoons.
It went viral.
I know you don't.
So glad you chased down the story today. When fermented peaches turned a dumpster into danger, longtime Letcher County nurse Misty Combs stepped in to save the day.
It is truly the kind of story that makes you say, only in Kentucky.
That woman.
Have you ever had a crazier day on the job than this?
I've had some pretty crazy days, but no, nothing like this.
Just when Misty Combs thought she'd seen it all in her 21 years of nursing.
Oh, it's made me stuck is why.
A dumpster diving drunk turned up at the health department.
So our health department is right beside of Kentucky Miss Moonshine, which is a distillery. And they had put some first.
Of course the nurses work next to a distillery.
We had a couple, by the way, when you see them during the day, at least I've been told, you get a little nervous about that
they're,
you
know,
that they might be rabid.
Yeah.
There were two of them on the golf course the other day, and they were really skinny, and they looked really out of sorts, and we thought, rabid. And I didn't realize they climb palm trees, too, which is interesting. See a raccoon.
That's another wonderful thing about them. So these
skinny... That's Florida. That's a Florida memory for you right there.
Did you let them play through?
They had a better swing than I did.
But I hate the... Anyway, she had to give CPR to the drunken raccoon. And if that's the case, I say put them
both
down.
Did she tell the story?
We can go back to it, if you like. Because
I had to give CPR to the drunken raccoon.
Peaches
so I put
in
my
their dumpster. And I guess the two baby raccoons had got into the dumpster and they were stuck.
Drunk as a skunk? Try tipsy as a trash panda.
Look out.
I went over there and I was like, we have to get them out. And I mean, because I guess that was just like the motherly instinct in me. Like I seen that mama and she was trying so hard to get her baby.
So
back,
I breastfed both of them.
Combs grabbed a...
Meanwhile, she's ignoring all the patients in the health facility.
Wow.
Yeah. And scooped out the first raccoon, reuniting it with its mom. But the second one was in deep moonshine. Without hesitation, she grabbed him by the tail and laid him down.
And ate him.
He's out.
Dead. I mean, it's just not going to make it. And it was not breathing, and it had drowned, and it was full of water. Like, you could feel
the water.
She's
doing the nurse thing.
Yep.
So, I mean, immediately, I
oh, my God, I love this woman.
Suddenly,
I love her.
A sign of life.
Come on.
I love her.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Oh, I love this woman.
I was sort of afraid that it would come too and eat me up. And, you know, raccoons carry rabies.
She's
so
awesome.
Afraid of that.
Fish and Wildlife responded before the town drunk turned into a mean drunk. They transported the little guy to get sobered up at the local vet.
Did she saved him.
After that? Yes, she did. And
that's fantastic. I love that.
I wish it was a better animal that she saved, though. I just don't like raccoons. I do.
I just hope she washed her hands.
No, she doesn't.
She didn't, John. As a matter of fact, half the patients that afternoon got a flesh-eating bacteria.
But she's fine. Last thing for you, minions. I am very hesitant to see the new Spinal Tap movie because I love the first one, and I think it's going to be a travesty. But I do
like
this.
Is it all the same guys, like, in their 80-ish look?
I think so, but they did a commercial because they have a sponsorship, and this reunites Spinal Tap with Marty DeBerge, the director played by Rob Reiner. And I just thought this was
funny. I mean, you can't put an age limit on funny, really. You can't.
You see, what's happened is Liquid Death is putting out an 11-pack because these go to 11.
Liquid Death, it's the finest of beers.
There's no beer like it
anywhere.
They're funny.
Yeah, they are funny.
So I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but we're ready to do this Liquid Death commercial.
The beer.
No, I know it looks like beer, but it's water. It's just water.
Why would we sell water? Maybe it's a lager, more like a lager.
No, there's no lager. There's no beer.
Bravo is wrong.
No alcohol. No. They just make water and iced tea.
But you is the beer version.
No, there's no beer. They don't make beer.
This is water?
Yeah, that's water.
Wow. Feels like beer.
It's a special. Look.
Bloody hell, it's heavy.
All right. Ready and action.
Do you ever wake up in the morning with
No, that's a different commercial.
I almost read one of your tattoos, darling. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Hello, we are Spinal Tap. Are you thirsty?
I am.
Me too. Well, how about some Liquid Death in various flavors?
Yeah, try my favorite, Dead Billionaire.
He loves that. I like the Cherry Obituary.
Right here.
It's too good.
The Severed Lines.
Yeah. Pop it open and then you drink it, you see?
Yeah. The new limited edition 11-pack from Liquid Death and Spinal Tap, each is signed by us. Collect yours now at liquiddeath.com/spinaltap.
Get good and bloody drunk.
No, it doesn't work that way. No, it's good for you.
I love it.
You know what?
I can't not like that.
Be as funny as that commercial?
Let's keep our fingers crossed because they look so goddamn funny, the old men in those blonde wigs.
And they really do look like rock stars.
Like faded rock stars, which means it might actually work. So keep your fingers crossed. Boy, oh
and
boy.
Harry Shearer says, it feels like beer.
It feels like beer. What a great line. Anyway, that's it. We got to get out of here. Hey, we did a lot of good today. I don't know if we solved all our problems, but we certainly had a fun show. We will be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. And thank you so much for all the comments today. And remember, share that episode, smash that like button, and get all you need at MikeO'MaraShow.com. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I like it.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Bit by bit, he began to recognize his own waste.
And remember, we're not happy until you're not happy.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.